Good morning. Here are your local news headlines for Wednesday, the 14th of June. Yesterday, in 1842, Queen Victoria made the journey from Slough to Paddington and became the first British monarch to travel by train. The train that day was driven by Daniel Gooch and assisted by Isambard Kingdom Brunel. Great Western Railways has recreated the journey between the two stations using its Hitachi-built Intercity Express train in the presence of Her Majesty the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh. The royal party were joined yesterday on the train by Isambard Thomas and Gillian White, direct descendants of Isambard Kingdom Brunel and Sir Daniel Gooch. The trains are being built by the 900-strong workforce at Hitachi in North East Factory in Newtownaycliffe as part of the government's £5.7 billion Intercity Express programme. A memorial to a County Durham teenager who died in the River Weir while on a day out with friends has been unveiled at a spot he loved to ride his scooter. A seat in memory of 14-year-old Cameron Gosling has been sited beside the skate park at Glenholm Park in his hometown of Crook, where he would spend much of his time on his scooter. The seat has been designed by Cameron's friends, including his younger brother, working with a local sculptor. It's been funded by Durham County Councillor for Crook and Chairman of the Authority's Three Towns Area Action Partnership, Andrea Patterson, who contributed £3,000 from a neighbourhood budget. Cameron, a pupil at Parkside Academy at Willington, jumped into the River Weir at Wynton Park near Bishop Auckland in July 2015 without acclimatising, with the shock of the cold water causing him to get into difficulty and drown. And finally, Spennymoor and Ferry Hill Brass Colliery Bands will make a special appearance at the premiere of Kinran, an epic tale of England, when it returns to Bishop Auckland on the 1st of July. The bands have already joined forces with 11 Archers, the production company behind the Open Air Spectacular, to make a special recording of the commemorative tune Gresford, also known as the Miner's Hymn, captured in the magnificent surroundings of Durham Cathedral. The recording provides a poignant addition to the soundtrack, which has been reworked and enhanced for the 2017 show. There are your local news headlines. I'm Gillian Campbell.